Now, Philip Sample, Pierre, if it is urgent here, today's date is 12/28/2024. Dictation is for Maricela Bernal. Bernal spells B-E-R-N-A-L. Maricela spells M-A-R-I-C-E-L-A. Date of birth is 04/15/1988. This is a 37-year-old female here with throat pain and cough, period. Patient indicated that symptoms started approximately 3 or 4 days ago. Said she visited Colorado and did not have a jacket. She says she was in her t-shirt only. And symptoms started day after she returned here to Texas, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports headache. She said a headache is not the worst of her life. Gradual onset, rate is 6 to 10, increase with a cough, period. Next line, patient also reports sore throat. Said throat is approximately 5/10, increase with swallowing. She denies stiff neck, denies neck pain. Next paragraph, patient reports myalgia. And she also reports increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertriglyceridemia. The next paragraph, family history, hypertension, diabetes, seizures. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, hypercholesterol medication, and Mucinex. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented, mild stress, vital signs are as follows, O2-sat is 97% of urinary, blood pressure 114 over 76, pulse 114, temperature, pulse, respiration 18, temperature 101.5, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula, no exudate present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, no scler discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm. Patient is tachycardic. After she relaxed, her pulse reduced to approximately 97. Next paragraph, respiration 18. Next paragraph, temperature 101.5. Patient was given 1 gram of Tylenol. The reevaluation of temperature was 98.9. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, abrasions, lacerations, mycosis, papules, no vesicles, and bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, no venous cord, no swelling in her lower extremities. Next paragraph, neural alert, oriented, and three cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute influenza, number two is acute bronchitis, number three is reactive airway disease, number four is acute cough, number five is acute rhinitis, number six is acute pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph, patient was advised to go to the emergency room considering her pulse at 114 and her temperature at 101.5. This brief serves criteria, but she indicated that she does not want to go to the emergency room. Patient in the clinic today, she was given the following medication: albuterol, Atrovent, times 1, Rocephin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, Tylenol, 1,000 milligrams IM, correction, PO. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 to 25 minutes, then reevaluated. She says she didn't feel better, but I insist on having the patient go to the emergency room because of her current condition, especially tachycardic and febrile. She says she will go if she does not get better with the current medication that I gave her. She was sent home with the following medication: Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Zithromax, 2 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 06, next medication, Robitussin AC. 2 teaspoons PO at bedtime, number 50 mils. Next medication, prednisone 20 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 10 days, number 10. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation. Correction, the following tests were done in the clinic today. The tests was for strep, flu A and flu B, COVID. COVID and strep were negative, flu A was positive. End of dictation.